Welcome back to Speak On It, Sis, where Vicky, Sarah, and I give our Afro-Canadian perspectives on the subjects that affect and provoke us in our everyday lives. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Speak On It, Sis Podcast and join the conversation. I'm your host, Chennai. Let's get into it. So on today's episode, we're going to be talking about forgiveness. What is forgiveness? Why is it necessary? And if it's, I guess, something that we practice. We talk about forgiveness a lot in different ways, different contexts. And, you know, we talk about it being healthy for you. People can get sick if you hold unforgiveness for long periods of time or whatever. But we're just going to explore it since it's something we've never really gave attention to on this episode. So I just thought we could kind of start off in a different way today in terms of what forgiveness means and just kind of exploring it in terms of our own self, like for the necessity of forgiving ourselves. So I feel like we always talk about, you know, the importance of forgiving other people, but I think we ourselves also need forgiveness because we are also perpetrators of wrong things, I guess, to put it simply. Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree for sure. I think, I think sometimes it's something that for me, at least sometimes I don't even take it into account that it's like, well, you need to like forgive yourself for that or stop beating yourself up over that, you know, and stop that recurring thought and that negative self-talk from going on loop and just remembering that, okay, if you're willing to forgive somebody else, why aren't you willing to forgive yourself for something that you did a few years ago or last week, you know? And I think that's something we easily dismiss because it's internal and we're usually more focused on, you know, external, what so-and-so did to me, what so-and-so said to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for sure. It's really hard. I think, especially with our age, like late 20s, early 30s, that's when you kind of like have a much better view of some of the decisions you made, how you've kind of gotten here, you know? I guess I'll speak for myself. And yeah, that's when it's like, oh, man, like if only I did this, like, man, why was I so, for me at least, I don't know if I was like naive or just clueless, too busy, but I never really had an issue with like blaming myself for stuff and like, or like low self-esteem or anything like that. But the past few years, that's when now it's like, I've had to like, I caught myself with the negative self-talk a lot and realized like, oh, like I need to really do some, you know, be honest with myself and forgive myself for some things too. But yeah, and sometimes I'll feel like I've done it, I've succeeded. And then I don't know, you just, you know, you're in the something shower happens. And just thinking about something. You're so stupid. So I don't know. But I mean, I was stupid. Yeah. So is it wrong? Like, does forgiveness mean I no longer think I made a stupid decision?
I don't think so, because I think like you can hold yourself accountable like the same way. Like, let's say you forgive someone else. Let's say they apologize or something. You can hold them accountable to be like, hey, what you did, I didn't like, or you hurt me by doing this, but I can also forgive you. So it's like, okay, I really, you know, last year or whatever, I made that bad decision and that really rocked me or had a lot of consequences. But in this present day, I can forgive myself and accept that, okay, it happened, but what am I doing to move forward? And how can I give myself grace? I think it is a problem when it keeps happening. And then that's kind of like, okay, I've forgiven this person and they keep doing the same thing to hurt me. Okay, I've forgiven myself and now I keep doing the same thing to harm myself, you know?
No, but then with her example with the shower, right? Like, okay, you've forgiven yourself and then you think back to that one thing again. And then you're like, oh, I'm so stupid. Why did I do that? So I think that's where sometimes we end up, where it's like you've forgiven yourself, but then when the memory comes back, what do you do with that memory that's trying to bring shame or guilt again, right? As I was looking up what forgiveness is, I liked the definition, or I found it on Google anyways, but I thought it was kind of nice. Where it says it's a conscious, deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment or vengeance toward a person or group who has harmed you, regardless of whether they actually deserve your forgiveness. And when I was thinking about, okay, when if I'm trying to forgive myself, am I feeling these feelings of resentment and vengeance towards myself, which was kind of like, ew, that's so intense. Like, do I feel that towards me? And if that's what forgiveness is, then that means that I feel these negative emotions towards myself. And yourself, it just made me feel like, oh, that's not, it just doesn't feel good. That's not a good thing. Towards somebody else, I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I feel that way. But then when it's directed to myself, I'm like, wow, so why is it so hard? Or why do you guys think it's hard for generally for all of us to forgive ourselves?
You know what? As you're speaking, I'm thinking like vengeance. My initial thought is like, no, I've never felt vengeance towards myself. But maybe that doesn't show up. Like resentment, yeah. Like, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, man, like, you know, like those little ways you talk to yourself. But I think vengeance could show up in like the decisions you continue to make because you're like, well, you know, I've done this, or, you know, I said this to her, like whatever it is, the situation, you continue to kind of like, you know, not make the phone call, or, you know, certain things that are just going to perpetuate the situation rather than actually solve it, or I don't know, like, bring you proper healing. Yeah. So maybe that is what vengeance is. You're like, oh, you know, I don't, maybe you don't say to yourself, I don't deserve this, but you don't,
you're making decisions
of somebody who deserve, feels like they deserve better.
Oh, that's serious.
Oh, that's too deep.
That is.
That's a good point though. Oh man.
Yeah. I think, oh man, I think I am guilty. Like resentment is something I have seen in myself though. Whether or not I actually deserve forgiveness, like I should be deliberately forgiving myself.
And just kind of to your question in terms of why it's so hard to forgive ourselves, I don't know, maybe we just, our expectations of ourselves are so high, or we hold ourselves to that certain standard that it's like, well, I'm in control of my life. Like I'm, especially now I'm an adult, and truly any action is going to have a reaction. So if I make the wrong move, it's like, well, it is my fault. Like I messed this up. And now it's kind of like a bad decision for 1 month can affect you for like 3 years. So it's like, you know, I feel like things like that, when you look back, it's like, damn, I really, you know, didn't do my research, or I really knew I was heading down a bad path, but I didn't catch myself. And you know what I mean? And then it just kind of snowballs. So I think maybe that's why it's harder to see that and understand that, and then be like, I give myself grace. I love myself. It's like, I'm still in this crappy situation. You know, and it's all my fault. So maybe that's why.
You're saying a bad decision for a month. Imagine one little tick of a box on the CRA. Next thing you know, you eat their money. Now they want their money back.
Garnishing your wages. No, it's very true. So the consequences are pronounced, and they're immediate, and they seem to be at least long-lasting.
So it's like hard. Nobody is here to save you. Nobody, right? Dad, even like no one cares about you more. Like, you know, enough to, not enough, but you know what I mean.
Everybody, but like, no one cares more than you should care about yourself. You know, so. It's kind of like, you got to be a big girl and figure it out. And that's scary. So, okay. So what about when it comes to other people? Like, do you guys think it's easier or harder to forgive other people? Or do you think it's easier to kind of harbor that resentment towards another person if they do you wrong?
I would say I think it's harder to forgive other people in a lot of circumstances, at least in my life. I might just have this inflated ego / victim mentality, I don't know, but I find like when I am wronged, it's harder to forgive the other person. I can kind of, when I do the wrong thing, I kind of know, like, you know, I beat myself up for a little bit, but with somebody else, like just the sight of them, I remember right away, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think it's harder to forgive somebody else.
Why do you think that though?
because I know myself. I understand why, even as much as, like, yes, it was the wrong decision that I made, or I made a mistake, or I hurt somebody else. I thought myself through what I was doing, and I think about it afterwards. I know myself well enough. I think that I can, you know, maybe I do, like, maybe it's me minimizing what I do and how much hurt it causes other people, me not realizing. But I feel like when somebody else does something to me, it just, it hurts more than when I find out that I have hurt someone else.
It's very interesting. Psychopath tendencies.
No, but I don't know. Do you guys feel that? Like, if you, let's say, I don't know, if you find out that I've been talking about one of you with, you know, somebody else, and I said something that was not so nice, you would feel hurt. You. Like, would you feel as hurt as, like, right? Don't you talk about people with other people? Like, I feel like we can justify.
Not at all. Gosh,
I'm saying, maybe something's wrong with me. But yeah, I feel like situations like that, like, I don't know, I get hurt more because I just, like, there's this expectation, especially if it's like friends or in a relationship, right? We have expectations of what people should be, and when they don't meet them, it's like, you think of, oh, I've done this for you, I've done that for you, like, you couldn't do this. But
I agree with you on that. And kind of like how you mentioned, for me, I guess it is ego, but it is like, for me, what gets me is if somebody does something to me that I wouldn't, like, even imagine doing to them. That's what kind of, like, I don't know, I have different categories, but that's like high up in the, wow, that's really hurtful, because I wouldn't even, like, dream of doing that to you. So the fact that it's, like, so easy for you to do that to me is like, okay. And then it becomes like, okay, well, am I betraying my boundaries by forgiving you and being like, okay, let's move forward? Because then it's like, are you going to think that it's okay for you to do that to me again? And then, but I think I saw was like, forgiveness doesn't necessarily require reconciliation, or sorry, doesn't really necessarily require reconnection. So it does still go back to just forgive, because it's kind of weighing on you. And I had that situation where, like, somebody, like, really close to me, and this was like over years, like, just constantly did things that were just so terrible, so hurtful, affected me for decades, right? And I, like, struggled for years to be like, do I forgive them? How do I forgive them? Do they deserve, like, that was that whole, like, do they even deserve my forgiveness and grace, and just juggling with that. But I reached a point where I kind of realized that, okay, even forgiving them, I've seen enough of them to know that they're probably not even going to change. So at this point, it's kind of like, I'm harboring that resentment, but it's not going to change their behavior. So I need to forgive in terms of, you know what, this is who you are. I don't need to allow it to affect me as much, and then move forward. And I don't know, give it to God.
Yeah. But that, for you, did that mean like you got to cut off contact and not give them the chance to do that again?
Not cut off contact entirely, but there's definitely distance. But it's like, it's civil. Like, I can be in the same room as you. I can, if you ask me for something, I can help you out with it to an extent. But I think I've mourned the loss of a certain type of relationship I wanted to have with them, and just kind of was like, well, everyone chooses their own path. These are the decisions they made, and it is what it is. Like, all I can do is forgive and not harbor the hate and poison, and just move forward.
Sounds easier said than done, honestly.
Oh yeah, it's not easy at all. Like, this took years to even get to the point where I was like, okay, I need to say something. And even that, it was like, even me saying this, I might get no response, I might get animosity back, but it was kind of like, this was weighing on me subconsciously, and then it kind of surfaced, and I'm like, I feel like it's going to affect me in my later life if I don't do something about this, you know.
Well, that's interesting. I feel like it's harder for me to forgive myself than to forgive people. I find it, not that it's easier, but I try to see where the other person is coming from. And I try to consider how they're feeling, or maybe how my actions have impacted them. But I think it also depends, because if I come to a point where maybe our relationship has soured, it's because I've really given it a lot of thought. Some relationships, I should say. But I think it's a lot harder for me to forgive myself, because now I'm thinking like, I'm not this person. Why did I put myself in this position? Why did I make this decision? Why was I thinking this, that, and the other? Mm-hmm. You know, what is it about me that I can't stick to certain things or whatever? But with people, I feel after some separation, I'm willing to at least be like, okay, I forgive you. I'll let it go. And I don't know. I don't like that. I feel like I put so much pressure on myself to be the good person in the relationship, and the other person doesn't get to try to even be, you know, to see things my way. It's mm-hmm. I definitely feel like I'm always having to consider other people and they don't consider me. And so it becomes easier for me actually to just be like, hey, you know what? Let's just end the relationship completely. I may not have beef with you, but let's just not talk.
So have you forgiven them then? Or you'd rather if just I decide disconnect?
I don't know. Like, I have forgiven. Like, I don't feel negative feelings towards you, or if mm-hmm. I just don't, like, I don't think about you. As far as I'm concerned, I have forgiven you. no, but I think it comes also to what Vicky said, like, it takes years, because there are things where mm-hmm. I felt like, yeah, I've forgiven this person. And, you know, after prayer, like some time with God, there was one person that was years ago that I was very angry with for years. Right. And then mm-hmm. after a while, God reminded me like, oh, you're so angry with this person. I was like, what? I don't really care about this person. I'm not angry. And then afterwards, like, the person reached out to me on social media and we were able to talk, and that person was able to forgive or ask for forgiveness or whatever. But then at that point, I really did feel like, oh, wow, like, I really have let this go. So, like, I'm willing, I'm able to forgive. But then with myself, I feel like that's where the problem becomes, like, why did I even cross paths with you? Why did I even, you know, talk to you at all?
Mm. Do you find that that's time of day? Ongoing for years, like, years later you're still like
not so much now. I feel like I've matured, but it's taken a long time to come to a point where I feel more mature about it, where I'm like, I'm not beating myself up, it is what it is. But there are other things currently that I'm like, ugh, it still brings disgust to say the least. But yeah, that would be my challenge, I feel.
Well, 10 years from now, you won't be.
You'll be out.
Girl, 6 months from now.
Do you guys think it makes a difference? Like, okay, concerning someone else who's wronged you, do you think it makes a difference if they're asking for forgiveness versus if they're like, I don't really care, I didn't do anything wrong? Like,
it makes the world of a difference for me.
Yeah. Do you still aim to forgive them even when they're not seeking forgiveness?
I do, because I do. I honestly, I aim to forgive. I aim to forgive because the Lord saith, forgive because you've been forgiven. But no, seriously, I feel like that's where I consciously am like, God, I need this person. Maybe to some degree I aim to forget a person, but I generally want to forgive them, because I'm like, no, you're not gonna get in between me and my salvation and my blessing. Like, for me, that's number one. Mm-hmm. So even if, and I've noticed and I've started to accept that there's some apologies that I'll probably never get. Mm-hmm. And there's acknowledgement of wrong that's not gonna be acknowledged. Mm-hmm. And so have to decide. Yeah, and that's something I was also gonna bring up. Like, I have to make that conscious and deliberate decision to be like, it's okay, you're not gonna get this. And if I have to cry because I feel like I'm not gonna get it, and just forgive and just be like, you know what, God, consciously I'm choosing to not expect an apology, and I'm okay with that. And I'm choosing to accept this person's actions, and I'm okay with it. And yeah, like, when it comes to family, when it comes to friends, even former significant others or whatever, like, I really am choosing to let things go.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was going to bring up, like Sarah said, parents, some of those injuries, when it comes to forgiving, it's hard to actually forgive parents because sometimes they don't acknowledge the wrong that they do.
Or they defend it.
Or they defend it.
I would put siblings and like cousins, any like close relatives in there too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I feel like with forgiveness too, it's like there are things that, especially with parents or your caregivers, let's say, where it's like, it could be something that happened in your childhood, but now you can't pay me back. You can't repay the wrongs that you did because I can't get my childhood back, you know? And so it becomes hard because now it's like, okay, well, how can you make amends when it's something that happened maybe when you're 2, when you're 5, when you're 7, when you're 10, like I'm 30 now. So what are you, how are you going to pay this back?
Yeah.
You know,
and sometimes like as a parent,
it's like,
listen to the wisdom of but guys, think about how messed up I am, all the stuff that I go through on the daily. I probably say stuff to my kids or like, you know, there's I'm causing them harm intentionally or not, right? Not intentionally. Okay, let's say not intentionally, but it's a fact of life. Like you're gonna cause harm to your children. God forbid it's anything that, you know, 30 years from now they're gonna be talking to their friends about. Therapist. But do you know what I mean? Like, but I, in my mind, I know all the stuff that I'm going through. So if my daughter is like, "Mom, like when I was 6, you said this to me," in my mind, I'm like, "Well, yes, I'm sorry." Like, oh no, but it's like, girl, like if you knew what I was going through when you were 6,
right?
You know what I, or like maybe now I realize, okay, yeah, you know, it's not good to talk to kids that way, but you know, it's, it doesn't,
it's not the most important thing.
Something like 20 years from now, you're like that was then, this is now, like.
But I think the reaction is most important. Like how you mentioned, Sarah, that it makes a world of a difference. I think the reaction is, or like how you receive that information. So if she comes to you years from now being like, "Mom, this really hurt me and has affected me in this way," even though you're like, "Girl, like I was going through a lot, like I was trying," maybe you're not going to say it in that way and be like, "Oh, come on, you're an adult. When you have a kid, you're going to see." Instead, you're going to be like, "You know what? I love you. I was doing my best, but I am so sorry that I, like, you know, it's like kind of stripping yourself of the pride and like apologizing and hugging her or something." I think that maybe she'll still be like, "Oh, I'm still hurt. And like, I still lost out on that experience," whatever. Yeah. But to me, if I say something to my parent and they, I don't know, to me, I've kind of let that go. Cause I'm like, they're from an older generation. And that for me is something that I've had to accept. Like they're, whether they know it or not, it's slim that they're going to be like, "You know what? Like, you're right. I'm sorry." It's not a thing. So I think that if I did get that, I was just gonna say, if I did get that, it would make a difference. It would, I still might mourn something from my childhood, but at least you've acknowledged it in your own way. And like, if I know you and I know your heart, I can still decipher, okay, they actually feel bad, or like, oh, they're actually making an effort. But if you're just like, "Do you know what I did to like keep you alive?"
Man, it's like,
right.
But it's like, but that's also like at the same time, like after all they've gone through, all you remember is that time they said, "What's it called?" about your hair. Like,
it's not, like, Sarah, that's like surface superficial. Yeah, this, I'm talking about like, you know, like deep deep seated things that obviously will affect a person for years to come. And I think even the courage it takes to, like, still on topic of parents, if that's your situation, the courage it takes to kind of confront them, because, you know, like we're all from, you know, we grew up in African households, and that there's that like respect, like you do not speak to your parent and, you know, kind of put blame on them. So even the courage to say that as an adult, and then, you know, there for me, like, there's some small piece that you're hoping they're, you know, it's going to be like one of those white parents on TV that's like,
Shannon, or like those really cute African, you know, parents who kind of get it. Like, they just, they've advanced, they've grown, and this is like, we understand, or they at least try to understand your perspective. Right.
But instead, you might be met with like, and as an adult, I understand, like, they might be ashamed, they might feel guilty, and so that's coming out in a certain way. but still, I just think that how you receive it. Still. Oh yeah. Like it's just so much. So I think all those pieces together really affect the ability to forgive and how quickly you can forgive. But for sure, if someone's not even seeking forgiveness, especially after you've told them, hey, you really hurt me. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, well, then why am I using so much brain power to, you know, forgive you?
Yeah, but the hardest part is those people who are in your life and will be in your life.
Or, yeah.
I don't know. Some people cut off their relatives, but for some of us, it seems very unheard of and just
impossible. Not realistic.
Yeah. But yeah, for most of us, like your relatives are in your life forever, right? And it's like, how do you, you know? Like, is it really forgiveness if you're like, oh, like you dread being near them for some periods of time and stuff like that? Like, okay, have you actually forgiven them then?
But it's like even some of these cultural things where it's almost like, oh, you don't confront your parents or you don't tell them that they did something wrong. And it's like we build this idea of like respect on very shaky ground because I don't think somebody being like, hey, you did something wrong to me. I just want you to understand or to recognize that you did something wrong to me. It's anything that should make someone's position as a parent, you know, like almost like, oh, it's you're trying to challenge me or you're trying to disrespect me. You know, I feel maybe the way that you can bring it up, maybe what's important, but I feel like some of these things of like, oh, you don't tell your parents that they did you wrong. Look at all the sacrifices. And it's like, you're not dismissing someone's sacrifice. Like Sarah, you were saying where it's like, well, you don't know what I was going through, but it's not about what you were going through. It's just the impact of your actions on me that affected me. It's not necessarily like you weren't going through a hard time and you just made the decisions that you made because that's what you thought was right. It's just look at the impact of your decisions and then acknowledge that impact. And maybe, yeah, you can just talk about, you know, I was just really going through a hard time and this is what I thought was right at the time. Or, you know, I was so full of frustration and I may have been in a series or in a season of where I'm just lashing out at you and it just hurt you and I didn't see it. Mm-hmm. And for you, though, you're seeing it as well, you're not appreciating. But it's like, my appreciation doesn't mean that I don't get to say you've hurt me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where for me, it's the frustration is even with when it comes to forgiveness. And when it comes to even just bringing up the fact that, hey, you've hurt me, and another person is just like, well, you know,
crickets,
get over it. Yeah. Or, you know, you're just trying to paint yourself in a whatever light. But it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For me, what complicates it too is like this whole idea of marriage being, what's it called? Like a reflection of God's relationship with us and families being like, you know, so it's like, right? Like Jesus isn't going to cut you off, but you know,
I mean,
no, he's not going to cut you off in response to your actions. So
who am I
to cut off my brother in response to what he said to me when I was 13?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I guess that's the times part seven. Where,
but man, I feel like we have to have some form of
boundaries. Yes.
Yes. I think that forgiveness is one thing, but just because I forgive you, it shouldn't mean that I still allow you to have open access to me like that when you've shown me time and time again you're going to hurt me. I think that's where you should be able to draw the line, and that doesn't make you a bad person. Like, you can forgive them, you don't have to hold any type of animosity towards them, but it's like I don't have to, you know, call you on the phone every single day when I know that every phone call is going to end with me in tears because you're hurting my feelings. Like, I don't know, I think those are separate, but it is harder, of course, when it's like we live in the same house or something like that. It's so much harder.
Because now you actually have to forgive in a shorter period of time, because it's not like a friend where it's like, okay, maybe in a month I'll call you. But it's like, you're living in the same house and you still need to talk.
Being in the same bed.
That would be so hard. Because even with my sister, like, I don't think we've ever really apologized to each other. Just kind of like, she does something, maybe I'll laugh or I will do something for her and then we just kind of talk again. So it's, it's actually really bad because I'm like, why should there be so much pride in not wanting to say sorry or in not wanting to acknowledge that she did something?
Next
girl,
time,
no.
You and your sister.
Maybe in like 10
no,
years.
That's a good idea.
Honestly, because you gotta practice with the people close to you now when you're in a marriage.
Right.
Listen, I'm always right. So as long
as
you still like this,
guys, I'm actually. You know what?
I am.
I promise. Mm-hmm. No, but see, the hard thing about having to forgive somebody, that sense of pride, like you don't want to show that you've hurt me. You don't want to show that your actions have any impact. And I think that's, like, I had said, or at least when I was researching this, I was like, okay, I guess I can see where power and control kind of come into unforgiveness, because you feel that somebody had power and control over you to the point where they've injured you. And then now you feel more powerful or you feel more in control by saying, I'm not going to forgive you. And so now I get to hurt you. The same way, maybe it's not the same way, but the same way that you hurt me, now I get to hurt you because now I have power over you in this thing. So it's, so I was just like, ugh, it's so deep. And so,
because imagine like somebody has, like you said, taken away your, like, taken away your power by controlling you, like whatever, through hurting you. And then, you ask me for forgiveness. Now you're taking away my power again.
And it does feel like that.
I need some time to be the one in control. I'll talk to you when I'm ready.
I need to be mad.
Yes.
Yeah, let me feel my feelings.
Right.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with that. With like, just let me be mad for a little bit and then.
Hey, and after. Then you die before you say sorry. And
No, God forbid. Okay, so then should people be forgiving quickly?
I think it depends on the situation.
Okay, but then why? Why? What if you died before you?
Sorry, I was saying, oh, to Shanae.
What if you die before you get to say you're forgiven or I forgive you or I'm sorry? After years of holding.
I think it, you know, is it Maslow's hierarchy of needs? You know how the top of the triangle is self-actualization or whatever? I think you have to be hella enlightened. Your ego has to be abandoned completely. Like you are your spirit. I don't know. To be able to be wronged and the turnaround to forgive someone genuinely and move just forward like and kind of just like that in a healthy way, right? Like we're not talking about, you know, someone who's abusive or whatever. I'm talking about, you know, a healthy enough dynamic to forgive them and move on that quickly. I don't know. You have to be very enlightened. Otherwise, I feel like, is it genuine? You know, is it? If you're not that way, is it genuine to be like, okay, I'm not going to bed angry at you, so I forgive you. And then you said you forgive me, but do you actually forgive me? Or are you going to be passive? And are you going to slam the drawer tomorrow in the kitchen when I walk by? You know what I mean?
Or it might not be tomorrow,
can you give somebody space?
Right. You can give space, but I feel like it's okay to be like, you know what? I appreciate your apology, but I just need a couple days or like a few hours just to kind of get my mind right or process. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Somebody should not dictate how long it takes you to get over something per se, as long as it's not, then I guess like, who are we to say it's unreasonable? I don't know. It's so tricky. Humans are complicated. Like it's a lot.
And it really does depend on the situation. Like it's one thing to be like, you know, oh, I accidentally forgot to pack your lunch versus, you know, oh, I accidentally slept with your sister. Like, oh my God. You know what I mean? Like it's
oh God, this just reminds me of like how we read about, you know, Black people, we need reparations. And like, how do you forgive the sins of the past? And even if, when I'm always interested in when nations or countries and their presidents, you know, issue out these apologies to like, oh, we're sorry to the indigenous people of this nation or to this segment of people for things that happened 20 years ago. And it's like, okay, you have that acknowledgement, right? you can't take back. You can't take back people who were killed. You can't take back the men, women, children that were raped, burned, whatever, right? But then, like, after you've made that acknowledgement, then what? So do we,
right.
Does it matter? Is the then what really important? Or is it just enough to say, you know what, I can't bring back your child, or I can't unring a bell. So, but I acknowledge that what I did was wrong, and then letting that be okay. Or is it like, okay, but now we need action.
Yeah.
Because
the thing with those big ones, like, there's still ongoing effects, right?
Yeah.
Like, despite what the Candace Owens of the world say, like, there are, it's still going on in a different way today, or there's still the effects of that stuff. So those apologies need to come with, like you're saying, genuine actions to recognize, like, okay, this is what leads, like, this is how I'm privileged today because of what my ancestors did, right? Or what the government did. So, but that's the piece that's missing often, is they just want to be like, you know, it's in the past, let's move on. Like, no, we're not moving, because you're still tying us down by the noose. Seriously. But we're called to forgive, guys. Forgive white supremacy.
I mean,
you have to. Actually, I mean, at the end of the day, you have to. You can't you can't do anything about it. Like, you can't, like, we're saying, you can't bring back, you can't fix what happened. You really can't fix. You can't go back to fix the timeline, or, you know, the date of when X, Y, and Z happened. And it's important to just be able to say, okay, this is what happened, and we let it go. But then, like you're saying, if there's ongoing action of behaviors where it's like, you just, you're enslaving me in another way, you're oppressing me in another way, you know, then it shows that, okay, well, that's not right. But then even when we bring it down to just an everyday, if somebody experienced abuse, or if somebody experienced something really horrific, you get your apology, but then there's no real amend that another person can make. Right? Because at the same time, that person is also going through, they also have to forgive themselves. If it's genuine, they have to let go of those feelings of shame, of feeling like they're a bad person. They have to let go of that guilt, right? In the same way that you also have to let go of the fact that you want them to pay back what they took from you, but they can't, right? So then that's where, like, saying, yeah, we're called to forgive, we have to. And really, like, Jesus came, his blood to, you know, remission of sins. We're all guilty of something, right? And so we need that forgiveness, because he's the only one who can weigh the balance and decide, this is what justice looks like. Because you can do something to me, and I can decide, okay, that's a life sentence. Maybe, okay, Vicky, you stepped on my toe. I'm like, you know what? That really pissed me off. I will never forgive her. It's a life sentence. You don't deserve anything from me, right? But then with God, it can be like, no. She stepped on your toe. She can be in timeout. She'll be out in 20 minutes. That's fair, or that's just, right? But you can't even, who caused the injury. Sometimes, like, man, like, I really did that. Now you feel like you're a bad person, and maybe you feel that way for the rest of your life. But it's like, no, it's just something that required you to make amends, recognize, don't do it again, and then you move on. The same way that we have, like, there are different punishments for different crimes. Sometimes you can steal something for $20 and you're in jail for a day. But why should you steal something for $20 and be in jail for a lifetime?
For life,
but then we do that with people in how we behave towards them. And we really need to start kind of pulling ourselves back.
But
introspection.
I feel that, man. But I also feel as though sometimes when a person seeks forgiveness or whatever, it's too late. So not to say that the other person should resent them forever, but they can forgive you, but again, be like, okay, I'm still moving on though. Like, it's kind of too late. I don't really want anything from you. And that person who sought the forgiveness, I guess that's where they have to go inward and forgive themselves and accept, like, okay, well, you know, I missed out, or I asked for forgiveness and they forgive me, but I don't get to go back to having that opportunity or having that relationship or whatever. You know, it's not always a fairy tale. And even, like, I'm obviously not putting ourselves in the place of God, but I feel like even for us, in terms of our salvation, if we're not seeking God, if we're not seeking forgiveness from God, there's going to, depending on what you believe, there's going to be a point where it's too late, according to the Bible. So it's kind of like, there is kind of a clock You know what I mean? Like, if you seek it, sure, but you still don't know what your prize is. Okay. So, I mean, take heed. But okay, let's switch gears a little bit. When you guys do forgive someone or something, a situation, how do you feel? Like, do you feel better? Do you feel relieved? Do you feel distraught? Do you feel sad? How do you feel?
Honestly, I don't think I've ever had like that weight lifted off my shoulder instantly feeling. I don't know, maybe I'm not good at forgiving or I'm not doing it right. But for me, it seems like it's a bit more of a little by little, I just kind of end up realizing like, you know what, no, I'm not mad about that anymore. Or I'm not, you know, I wish that person well now, or like, I think about that person a bit differently than I did when I was still angry. But yeah, after after praying about it and like saying to God that I have now forgiven this person, or even saying to the person, I forgive you. Actually, no, usually by the time I say to the person, I forgive you, I really have for the most part. Actually, no, that's a lie. Sometimes you just say it because it's part of the conversation, and like, I know I want to forgive and I will forgive. So I'm like,
okay, but you're not there yet.
I'm not there yet. But yeah, for me, it's a bit of a gradual like process.
But do you have to be there to say that you've forgiven someone? Because that's something also that I know, that we talk about.
Sometimes
which is like
for someone
your feelings.
Else's benefit, you will say it's okay.
Yeah.
Even though you know that, you know what, I still need to work through it.
Yeah.
With God.
I've kind of learned to be like, thank you for apologizing. Because I read that somewhere where it's like, if you don't feel like it's okay to say it's not okay.
Oh,
but okay. You can just acknowledge, like, thank you for apologizing. I feel like
that
kids
today.
It works, you guys. Like, it actually.
You need to work on not doing it in the first place.
Oh my gosh, you're such a mom. But yeah, I know it works. And you also, for me anyway, I just notice that I'm less resentful and less, I don't think about it as much, you know, as opposed to. Just being like, it's okay.
True. And now you've just made them feel like it's
it's fine. And then now you're trapped by your own words because, like, well, but you said it's okay. When why didn't you just say it?
Right.
Okay. So we've said parents are a hard one, but I'm curious, do you think between friendships and romantic relationships, which one is harder to forgive?
I gotta write.
I feel like we're harder
here.
On our friends.
I think it depends.
Guys. We are so much harder on our friends.
You
than
think?
We are with our romantic
but maybe because we've known them longer, so they should know better.
Not even necessarily, you guys. Just think of all the BS in past relationships you have gone through that you've allowed. If that was a friend doing that, you would not have even allowed that.
Grace would have allowed me to forgive
but
you.
It's also like what no what is
yeah
nah I think it's situational, man, because
Vicky, if it's
the
like,
relationship no I, the relationship I have
and I didn't let's like I'm just making up a scenario, but
I was so mad
made plans I you're waiting for me dress for me to come pick you up and I
dress ready
and
at the airport
find out that I was out with other people. Vicky,
okay.
I was out with other people. Are we gonna be laying beside each other later that night because you came
Kiki.
And said you're sorry? No, like
true.
You would not let me live that down for a while. But if it's a guy, we're gonna like you know sweet talk. And
but no, but it's different because with a
but
guy,
you're
maybe
sweet talking me,
moment,
you're kissing me like we're going
no.
somewhere. Like there's things.
No, with a guy, Sarah,
even the room. Are you gonna give your friend the room to even?
I feel like with guys you can maybe you're cute haha we can laugh about it today next week I'm bringing it up probably next month I'm bringing it up so you're always on the hook you're not off the hook
no,
and so I feel like that kind of makes up for the fact that no and I get what you're saying I feel like we are harder on our friends but I feel like with a guy maybe I'm just talking personally but if you do that best believe like it's gonna come up and it's gonna keep coming up and I feel like until I have peace whereas with a friend I feel like if I've known you for so long and then you go and you do like it just the injury just seems more personal and more like evil than somebody who maybe okay I've known you for a couple months even a couple years maybe not as long as even that friend but I feel like with the men you
I think we naturally
get around
give
to
more
it.
Grace give more grace to our partners and forgive a lot quicker.
Because you're...
I feel like there's other things involved, though. No. Yeah. Like, it's not just about the physical aspect.
But love is different. Like, it's a different type of love. Right, that's what I mean. And, like, that attachment, you can't really compare.
Our 20-year friendship should be deeper than, you know...
I don't know, man. I think it truly depends. Because if y'all say something to me, I might take it a certain way, but if my man says it to me, it's like, what? That was so rude. Whereas if you guys say it to me, I might be like, oh, okay, like, whatever. Like, you're just saying whatever. So yeah. I feel like it really...
It's different. It
depends on the person.
Maybe I guess it fluctuates for the day of the week. You guys might catch me on a bad day and I'll be like, you're cut. My man might catch me on a bad day. Like, I don't
know. Everybody gets thrown away. I think it's different. I think because of that romantic relationship and that like eros
intimacy love, and like vulnerability like in a different
desire,
way,
like yeah. that plays into it in a way that I don't think and we fully appreciate.
Also, the forever mentality that you go into, that we're programmed to go into these relationships with, right? Like he is you're trying for forever with that person.
Yeah.
Whereas with friendships, there's like. We don't necessarily even like think about forever with each other, you know. Like I mean, at this point, yeah, we've been friends for so long. But I think with most friendships, like you don't really daydream about forever with each other.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I'd say so.
I don't know. I've daydreamed about forever from high school. Remember when I was like, "Oh, we're all gonna be friends forever," and then
we're so cute with our Barcelona trips.
We can still make it happen, you guys.
We will. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Vicky, speak it. So well.
Yeah, I amen.
Oh my gosh.
Amen. Yeah, but no. Forgiveness is a tough topic for sure. And I think that's why, you know, there's no definitive, like, okay, XYZ, this is how you forgive and this situation, this is how you do it in that situation. It's different for everybody. Somebody could say something to you that, you know, you're able to forgive and brush off in a day, which for me might trigger something that, like, you know, I need to not go to therapy to try to get over this.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I was gonna ask actually, but I don't know if you're gonna give me an answer now. I was going to say, how does one forgive? How do you do it? What's the
first like, letter?
Okay. Like if I am listening right now and I'm like, oh shoot, I actually am going through a situation and I have no idea where to start. How do I begin to forgive? What would you say?
I think that introspection part is important to be like, okay, what really actually made you angry? And then figuring out what do you want? Like, do you want to reconcile and like go back to the way things were? Or do you want to like put a new boundary with this person, right? So I don't know. I think writing a letter, like you said, Chennai, but don't give it to them. Don't give them the letter. Keep it for yourself. It's just for you to kind of get your feelings out there, in my perspective. If that's your thing, write it out. Like, figure out for yourself what you actually want. For me, I don't know. For me, forgiveness is just tied to God. I have to like ask God for forgiveness and then ask for strength to help me forgive somebody else. So yeah. And then if necessary, have a conversation figure out a way to communicate to the other person that they have been forgiven, if that's appropriate. Mm-hmm. Or just like Shana said, start like joking with each other and
Wait, what? When did I say that?
With your sister?
Oh, Deb.
I feel like nothing happened or something. Yeah, I don't know. But for me, it's a process. It's not a just
linear
one time thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to say praying is my way of learning to forgive, because for me at least, it helps me see. And I feel like I get kind of some feedback as to what I also did wrong. So it helps me kind of have some perspective as to why I should go and, you know, say sorry if I have to. I don't think I've had many opportunities to do that, but I prefer just to pray about it and then just to let go. Because I'm also learning, like, people make choices. Everyone's making choices. And I also have to remember that I have power to make my own choice as well. as to how I want to continue the relationship. Because sometimes it feels like you're supposed to just forgive and then, you know, fall back in line with how things are. But you yourself have power to dictate, how do you want to navigate with this person? And that's one thing for me that's been very empowering, just to remember, like, hey, you get to choose how you want to move forward and make that choice. And if you're good with that, that's good enough.
So I'm hearing I need to start making ultimatums. And
no, it's more for somebody. I'm good, and I don't have to maintain a relationship with you, and it doesn't have to be a bad thing. But also having to accept too that if somebody asks for forgiveness, maybe they don't want to maintain a relationship with me either. So I'm like having to accept that.
Interesting.
But that's not happened, so it's all good. I'm joking, but yeah, no.
Interesting. Okay, okay. Yeah, I definitely agree with what you guys are saying, and also think an important aspect of starting to forgive or learning to forgive is just that acknowledgement piece. Like for me personally, I think sometimes it's so much easier for me to just be like, oh, I don't care. Like, whatever. You didn't ruffle my feathers. It is what it is. But low-key, I am probably hurt and my feelings are probably hurt. And if I don't address it, I'm just going to probably become resentful or passive aggressive or something. So even though I might feel uncomfortable or embarrassed or whatever, I think the first step is just acknowledging that, oh, ouch, like that kind of hurt my feelings, or, oh, wow, that kind of nicked at one of my insecurities or something, whatever it is. And then that kind of clears one level of cobwebs, and then we can move into the next stage of, okay, now maybe pray about it, or what do I want to happen after this forgiveness? Is this something this person has done repeatedly, or you know what I mean? And then go into the stages of, I don't know, talking it over with them, talking to God, and then going forward.
That's a good point, Vicky. You know, forgiveness, it has to be very deliberate and has to be very conscious, and our emotions, our hurt feelings make it very, very hard for us to forgive ourselves and to forgive others. But let us know what you guys think of this episode. Do you find it hard to forgive? Have you learned any tricks, tips on how you can move on when somebody hurts you? Make sure to share with us on Instagram at Speak on Assist Podcast, and continue to follow us wherever you listen to podcasts. Until our next episode, see you.
Bye.